In 1995, then-Governor Tommy Thompson had presidential aspirations. In 2015, Governor Scott Walker is traveling the country in the early stages of a presidential campaign. But Walker has unfinished business at home, including his plan to help finance a new arena for the Milwaukee Bucks.
It's important to remember that what we're talking about is it's cheaper to keep them.
Walker's sales pitch for the Bucks has been to focus less on what the government would spend on a new arena and focus more on what the state stands to lose if the Bucks leave town. 20 years ago, then-Brewers owner Bud Selig made a similar argument.
People keep talking about the additional cost, but I want to submit, I think the one thing that's disappointing, nobody talks about what would happen, the huge shortfall, if we were gone.
Those similarities aside, it's much easier to find differences between the Brewers and Bucks debates. Governor Walker introduced his Bucks plan as part of the budget, which basically meant he thought he could pass it with only Republican votes. Republicans ran state government in 1995, too, but the Brewers deal was a standalone bill. GOP leaders like then-Assembly Speaker David Prosser were always seeking support from both parties.
This has to be bipartisan, and the bill will not pass without a number of votes from Milwaukee County.
Pushing the Brewers deal as a standalone bill meant it also got its own public hearing. Some of the feedback was favorable.
I hope and pray that my son gets the same opportunity I get, and that's the ability to see Major League Baseball in his city.
Some of it was not.
Hit the trail. If they can't form a corporation of their own, I say adios.
And Brewers owner Bud Selig was front and center.
I have all of my blood and sweat and tears into this franchise.
Selig is a Milwaukee native who was credited with bringing baseball back to the city after the Braves left town. The Bucks' new owners are New York hedge fund managers. They've been more low-key. The Brewers also brought in an all-star team of lobbyists to talk to lawmakers, including Milwaukee Braves Hall of Famer Hank Aaron.
When the Brewers go anywhere, no matter where it is, when they say Milwaukee or Milwaukee Brewers, whatever it is, that means that that team is yours. It belongs to you.
All of them had a message that was different than what you're hearing today. Governor Scott Walker describes the Bucks deal as strictly a financial decision.
Even if people say, you know what, I live clear on the other side of the state, and I could care less about the Milwaukee Bucks. I'm never going to see them. I don't like NBA basketball. If that's someone's opinion, they should still care about this.
Governor Tommy Thompson's sales pitch tugged at the heartstrings.
How would we all feel if next year it was Charlotte Brewers or the Buffalo Brewers? Or some other name. Each of us would be depressed. Each of us would say, why did it happen?
That's not to say finances were unimportant in the Brewers deal. It was tremendously controversial, and it cost at least one Republican senator his job. 20 years later, people still talk about that, which is what makes this Bucks deal more complicated. That's one piece of history majority Republicans don't want to repeat. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.